On the evening in question, Mr. Cosby urged her to take pills that he provided to her and to drink wine, the effect of which rendered her unable to move, respond to his advances, and he committed aggravated indecent assault upon her.
That is Kevin Steele, who is the new DA in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, making the announcement as heard yesterday here on KTRS about charges against Bill Cosby for the alleged drugging and sexual assault of Andrea Constand in 2004. Now, if you had been paying attention, you would have known a lot about this story, not just this year, not just last year, but back in 2007, thanks to the work of my next guest, journalist Mark Ebner, who was writing about these allegations from Constand and other women more than 8 years ago on his website, Hollywood Interrupted. I've had Mark on the show a couple of times to talk about this, and after yesterday's charges officially filed and Cosby having to do the perp walk and the mugshot in the Philadelphia suburbs, I've invited Mark back to the show today. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. I'm okay.
What were your thoughts yesterday when you saw Cosby having to walk in there and face the judge and be arraigned?
Well, my initial thought was, you just played that bumper of incoming DA Steele. And I got to say, I was very happy that the district attorney in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, finally sacked up and brought charges against this guy.
It was the previous DA who refused to bring the charges. That was actually an issue in the election there that put Kevin Steele into office. What was it that you think that they have now? What kind of evidence do you think they have now that could possibly bring this into court?
I think it's just great legal minds looking at it, an overwhelmingly, have you read the complaint?
I have not.
I take a look at that. It's the complaint is pretty much all over the internet. And what you find therein is, the portrait of a serial sex fiend. What can I say? I mean, if you looked at it and you took away the name, you'd say, wow, what is this guy doing? He's admitting in deposition to furnishing women knockout drugs, essentially, specifically Quaaludes,
yep,
to take advantage of them sexually. And, this set up a pattern of behavior which led to him, and then it outlines how Andrea Constand was so shocked after this happened to her, after he drugged and sexually abused her, she went home. She went home to her mother in Canada, told her mother. Her mother confronted Cosby, and he waffled all around, and he said to her, she said, what did you give my daughter? And he said, well, I'm going to, I will check the prescription bottle. I can't see it with my fading eyesight, pulling the blind card. If you saw him on that perp walk, he's bumbling around. He looks like, it seems to me that he's acting like he's losing his sight. He's half demented and all that kind of stuff. And I think that for a guy who less than a year ago was ready to launch a worldwide live tour, a show on NBC and something going on Netflix, you think that he wasn't so, crippled by age and senility that much time ago.
Yeah.
So I have to say, cut the act out, Bill, and man up and face these charges.
This goes back to that deposition you're talking about in the civil suit that was filed by Andrea Constand. Did she settle that with him? I can't remember.
Yes, she did settle that with him. Terms were undisclosed. However, at the same time, as much as I like to indict the media for being silent about this when I had the goods, multiple sourced story, I got to take my hat off to the AP Newswire who compelled a judge somewhere to release those depositions, and they did. And I think that had a lot to do with the fact that there were, you know, I don't know how many dozens of Jane Does attached to that lawsuit.
Do you expect that deposition to be admitted into this trial?
You know, I think absolutely. There's a lot of chatter about prior bad acts and things like that. You know, listen, I don't want to give, the last thing I want to do is give Bill Cosby's lawyer a card to play. But, you know, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. If they put him on the stand, I don't see any reason why the prosecuting attorney for that county can't ask him about anything. Going back to his original comments and joking around with, who was it, Larry King, about every boy's dream being to get their hands on Spanish Fly.
Yeah.
Because everything he said, everything he's joked about, comes into play to show a pattern of behavior.
In fact,
if he gets on the stand, all bets are off, and you can bet that stuff will come out.
In fact, he was even joking around about it just a few months ago when he was doing one of his live stand-up shows, and a woman was down there in the front with a drink, and he said, hey, you know what? It's not a good idea to drink around me. Ha, ha, ha.
Right. You know, yeah, ha, 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 I'm going to beat this. You know, they're all liars. But at the same time, remember, he had a legal team behind him at the time, in the person of one Martin Singer, a notorious quote-unquote pitbull lawyer here, who was working 24/7 and billing by the hour, to try and discredit these women who were coming out against him, especially the high-profile ones like Janice Dickinson, you know, the proto-supermodel, and the other one, Beverly Johnson. They were on full attack on these people trying to discredit them. And that's another thing, you know, was, coming out in such a fashion, you know, was what led Andrea Constant and, almost everybody else involved in any possible litigation to say, hey, you know, he's defaming us.
Mark,
Yeah.
You wrote about the Andrea Constant accusation back in 2007, and one of the things you wrote was that her attorneys had heard from more than a dozen of the other women who were accusing Cosby of doing similar things to them, and they were all willing to stand up and testify for and on Andrea Constant's behalf and against Bill Cosby. Here we are now, 8 years later, almost 12 years after the crime allegedly took place. Will they be able to testify in this criminal case? Can the DA call them and say, hey, here are women who say the same thing happened to them?
I don't see why they wouldn't be able to. I mean, they're literally, I don't know if material witness is the right word. You know, I'm not a legal scholar. I'm more of a boots-on-the-ground journalist. But, I can't imagine why they wouldn't be called to the stand. And, you know, the two original women, Joan Tarsus and Tamara Green, that I spoke with, you know, were perfectly credible back then in 2005, 2006, when I was talking then to them, moving into writing my piece and, you know, trying to get some traction for it, for sure. They would, I can't imagine that they wouldn't be called as witnesses. And, you know, I expect a deluge of, you know, at the very least bad PR, and or, you know, listen, Gloria Allred's, quite a mechanic, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, she's been doing this kind of work for 40 years. She knows her business. I would say expect a deluge of civil litigation in the wake of this.
Gloria Allred is representing 29 of the women who are accusing Bill Cosby, and that's, there are still another 20 or 22 above and beyond that. As people have said, this is he said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said.
Daily News, yeah.
It's the front page of the New York Daily News today. Mm-hmm. And I also want to mention one other thing. We keep talking about this being sexual assault.
By the way, Paul, the Daily News being one outlet refused to listen when I presented him with my story.
I remember. but I wanted to make this point. We talk about this as sexual assault, and the official charge in Pennsylvania is first-degree aggravated indecent assault. But there's a much simpler word to use for this, and it's the word rape. Am I right?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, the same way that it was a rape for Joan, an alleged rape for Joan Tarsus, when he, you know, assaulted her, I don't even know how to say this on the air, but, you know, that was an oral sexual assault, you know, on her orally, inserting his fingers digitally into Andrea Constant. I mean, it's pretty gruesome when you think about it.
Yeah, it is. Last question I have for you today, Mark. Is there a way for Bill Cosby to plea bargain his way out of this and not end up in jail?
That's a great question. These charges are too heinous for him. I mean, even with a guilty plea, the judge seems all business. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, how do you, when there's this much public scrutiny on you, how do you let a guy who may well be or is appearing to be or will appear to be in direct testimony the biggest, the most prolific monster, serial rapist of all time? How do you let a guy like that walk 78 years and going blind notwithstanding? I can't imagine that.
I can't
either.
Looking
at 5 to 10.
All right, Mark, it's always a pleasure having you on. I wish we could talk under more pleasant circumstances, but I'm glad to have you on with your analysis of this because you have been the guy on the story for over 8 years now, or 10 years, and I appreciate you joining me again here this morning.
Very good. We'll talk again, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Mark Ebner, I will no doubt call upon him next year for more analysis as this case moves forward. His website is Hollywood Interrupted. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.